This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Tony Lovato from the band Mest, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
Warning, The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, and I am not used to looking at my hair.
No.
I'm going to talk about it later, but since I talked about it just now, yes, folks, this is a wig or a toupee or a hairpiece, whatever you want to say, from Lord Hair, which is a company out of the UK. And so we're trying it out, need some different haircuts. So if you're used to watching us or just hearing us on audio, go to our YouTube page, subscribe to our YouTube page, hit the like button, and you can see, without hitting the like button, you can see
right.
The wig. I guess toupee is also a word. I don't like that word, toupee.
I think that's an old frame. And like Sebastian said, he says, hey, if girls can have fake boobs, fake eyelashes, fake this, fake that.
Fake waves, hair extensions.
Yeah. Why can't men? And I think I agree with them. Now I am going to say, since, you know, Sebastian is wearing fake hair, I'm going to wear some fake jewelry. But I'm not used to Sebastian wearing a hairpiece. I'm used to the hat. So it does throw me off just a little bit. It's kind of like, when maybe one of your friends transitions a little bit, you're just not used to it. So,
it's
not there to say.
To be honest with you, man, you know, I do like my hair bald. I realize right. that there's so many things you got to do when there's hair, like the wind's blowing. You got to make sure, I have to redo my hair before the show. But I also wear a hat with this. I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but it's cool. You take a shower with it, shampoo it, condition it, put gel in it.
Really?
So, yeah, dude. It comes off about every 21 days. I should take it off, wash it, then re-glue it. glue and tape.
All right, so do you just throw it in the washing machine, like with a rug or something like that?
No, there's shampoos you can buy. Oh, I think just regular shampoo. I'm actually going to look into it. This was placed on a week ago today when this was on my head. About 21 days before you got to redo it. So I'm also probably going to cut it shorter so it's not so thick on the sides. Maybe look less wiggy. Does it look real, Sam?
The problem is it looks emo, right? So that's what I look at it. And it's like, hey, how you guys doing? It's whatever, dude.
Still not a phase.
still not a phase, Ma. So I think that's the thing about it is it's so long. I think if you shorten it up like my hair, and I still have real hair, but these widow peaks are starting to really get up in there. So it won't be too long, and I'll probably be wearing a hairpiece.
Look, dude, it even looks like my scalp, right?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it does. I mean, I can't see I can't see. If I was up close, and I know, I would be like, I could see the netting or something like that. So quick question. Does the glue last for that long?
Yes. Well, wow. So So it's glue and like a double-sided tape.
Right.
This lady here in Oklahoma City winded up putting it on for me. And so I wound up buying, she showed me the glue that she used. So I went online and bought that. And it really, so when I take it off in about next week, maybe, or the week after, I bought the same glue and I could put it on myself. She showed me how to do it. So I don't got to keep on going back to her to do it. I don't think she wants to just do these. She doesn't want to specialize in it, but she does, but she's only taking so many clients. Right. So, but yeah, no, I learned how to do it myself. So we'll see how that turns out next week. Yeah. If I can't do it, then it is what it is.
If anyone knows Sebastian has kids, they're probably a little scared right now. Just let them know that, you know, people have fake stuff all over the place. So his is just fake hair. He wanted to try this out.
Hey, and you know what? This whole entire podcast, a lot of it's about fake stuff, which we're going to get into. But first, let's talk about our sponsor. I wish Lord Hair, I hope they do sponsor us and give us a promo code so people can get discounts on their website. I like it. I think I'm going to be an advocate for men with wigs. I love the idea. But our sponsor right now is W.GG. It's energy drinks plus also a hydration drink. So if you go out night of partying, get the hydration drink. If you want some energy, just go ahead and it's Jitterless Energy Blend is what they say. I personally don't drink energy drinks, but I do drink the Hydro, and it does taste very good. Use promo code THELOUDSPOT, all one word. Doesn't matter if it's capitalized or lowercase. Get 10% off your order, and it ships to you
fairly quickly.
Within a week. So,
Thanks
for sponsoring the show,
That's right.
I've never heard of W.GG. I think that's a gamer's.
Yeah, it's a game.
Because they usually sponsor gamers, but they also sponsor podcasts.
Yeah. Just we suckered him into ours. We let him think that we were big and famous, and and we are gamers. We're not gamers.
So going back to the wig, we got to talk about this. Okay. I was driving to Overland Park, Kansas. I'm on I-35. I'm going 88 in a 75, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Which normally I cruise about 82 when it's 75, so you're under the speed limit, but it was kind of, I just wanted to get there. I get pulled over by a police officer.
Imagine that.
And he goes, and there's not a lot of cops out, so, but as soon as I saw him, I knew, I was like, God dang it. I know I'm getting pulled over. So he pulls me over and he goes, he just wants, you know, they used to ask for driver's license and insurance. Now they just, he said driver's license. I think everything pulls up. Right. So he looks at my driver's license. He looks at me, looks at my driver's license. He goes, you need a new driver's license. And I said, why is mine expired? He goes, no, but your hair grew out since then. And you should probably, you know, update your picture so it looks like you. I said, oh, no, man, this is a wig. The dude would not stop laughing. He thought it was hilarious. He goes, no ways. I had actually had a hat on, but my hair was showing still. So I took the hat off and I showed it to him. I said, you can feel it. He goes, I believe you. You can feel it. I believe you. He goes, I'll be right back. Goes to his SUV, comes back over to me, and he did it real fast. So I was like, okay. I just had a feeling I was going to get a warning.
Right.
And sure enough, he goes, look, man, you seem like a cool dude. Lower your speed, get on your way, and don't let me pull you over again. I was like, thanks, man. So I wound up giving him a loud spot sticker. So I got away. I got a warning, all because I guarantee if I didn't have a wig, I'd be paying $250 right now to some county in Kansas.
Right, because the only thing you could have probably done, because you kind of did the same thing, and you're like, here, pet my weave, you know, instead of like, you know, pet my down there below or come onto him sexually or something like that. So yeah, you threw him off his game a little bit with the whole the hair piece. He didn't know what to do, and he's like, well, he wasn't going that fast. So
I 13 miles an hour is it's 10 over the speed limit, which is points on your driving record. Okay.
Right. Slow down, Sebastian. You and Dawn, I swear. And that poor Ford Taurus or Ford Ford Fusion has gotten so many tickets in that thing since you guys had it. Between you and Dawn, it's not even funny. You guys need to slow it down, go 5 miles an hour max over the speed limit, you little deal of speed demons?
Well, I like, you know, when we're driving long distance and I'm with Dawn, yeah. I like to let her drive.
You want her to have the ticket. Don't even lie.
Well, now I normally do use cruise control because it's easy to speed, especially in that car, which is in the shop right now. Yeah, making some weird noise. It's only 44,000 miles on. It's making some funky noise. So I don't know if I got the extended warranty. I think I did, knowing me, I probably didn't. Yeah. But I did get the gap insurance. So if I got the gap insurance, then maybe I got the extended warranty on it. Plus, it also might have came with one. A lot of car dealerships do that.
Right, right. I think they make you. But I think you threw him off with your hairpiece and he didn't know what to do. And he's like, I'm just going to let this guy go because what else on his body is fake?
I gave him a sticker and he said he was going to check out the show because he was just sitting there pulling people over. So maybe we have a new fan. Maybe we don't. I think so, it's funny enough.
So if you're a police, a state trooper listening to us, we appreciate it. Thanks for getting Sebastian so he can spend more money on more hair pieces later on down the road. We need to get you one that's like pink, like hot pink or something like that. Something crazy.
You could dye. This is real hair, so I could technically dye it.
Isn't it like horse hair or something like that?
I don't know. I have to. You know, it feels like real hair. It looks like real hair.
Could be some dead guy's hair too.
Dude, I thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, what if my head's haunted?
Right. That's right. Let's just hope that his haunting is good luck haunting. You know what I mean? Like you get good vibes and stuff like that. So
not like a bad haunted hair piece.
Yeah. Well, maybe you got good juju from the dead guy, and that's how you got off the ticket.
Here's a scenario. Right. The dead guy was a cop.
He
died in action, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, 3 years ago, he had such good hair, they donated it. And that's why I got out of my speeding ticket.
Yeah, and see, and it's also keeping you from drinking too. So what the heck?
That's true. I drink a lot less now.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what's going on.
Dude, the hair's giving me a new outlook on life. I'm like, I'm healthy.
Oh, now you're gonna be like CrossFit, you know, every 5 minutes or something. No. You better take that thing off right now.
I've been going to the gym every day since I got there. I didn't go today. Because I had a busy day, but I've been drinking less. I've been feeling healthier. I started taking dandelion oil, which is really good for your heart. Dude, did you hear the conspiracy about, we got to talk about this, man. Real quick before play the video, check this out. Dandelions, the wheat that grows in your yards. Okay.
Right.
It's super good for your heart health. A lot of health benefits of dandelion oil. Okay.
Yep.
Now Roundup is a weed control company. Okay. You know, I love conspiracy. This isn't really even a conspiracy.
Roundup is a weed killer controlled by a pharmaceutical company. That's what he's trying to say.
Yes. Bayer owns Roundup, but Bayer also makes heart medication, which kills the dandelions, which dandelions are one of the number one health things. I fact checked this to make sure it wasn't.
It's true. It's
BS.
True.
And it is true. Anyways. Right. Okay. Let's get on the first song, Sum 41. The song is called Dopamine. Let's check this out right here on the Loud Spot.
You said you did it for the dopamine. You didn't mean to leave me so fucked up. You did it for the dopamine. And could it be that I'm just not enough? It's so hard to accept that you're gone and that's it. You did it for the dopamine. And it didn't mean anything at all. Thinking of ways I could turn back the time. Time is not on my side. I don't know what to say. Feeling empty inside now that you've gone away. I can picture you in someone else's place. And he's got his hands running down your face. Is it in my head? 'Cause I just can't let my demons go. You just did it for the
You didn't mean to leave me so fucked down. You did it for the dopamine. It couldn't be that I'm just not enough. It's so hard to accept that you're gone and that's it. You did it for the dopamine. For the dopamine, you didn't mean to leave me so fucked up. You did it for the dopamine. It couldn't be that I'm just not enough. It's so hard to accept that you're gone and that's it. You did it for the dopamine, and it didn't mean anything at all.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We got so wrapped up in the hairpiece thing and all that stuff. I forgot to mention that Mest will be a guest on tonight's podcast later on the show. And you are muted, Sam. You can just unmute before the song's over.
I do, but I'm over here making sure that we click the overlay. That's like our little cue for us to say, it's getting ready to end. Start paying attention. And then, I don't know, I get lost somewhere along the way. Anyways,
all right, let's go to AI Spotify AI generated playlist, which is already available in the UK and in Australia right now. It's been released overseas for us here in America. Of course, if you're in the UK listening in Australia, you should check it out. And I always thought they already had AI playlists, like they prompt songs that go with songs that you like, but this is different. And this is from variety.com. Okay. Examples of this are you could write prompts like sad music for painting dying flowers.
Oh, really?
And it'll play music. Another one would be indie folk playlist to give my brain a big warm hug.
There you go.
Something like that. Or relaxing music for allergy season. Things like that, which is really neat. It's kind of scary that it can do that, but it won't do profanity.
Right.
Like insulting things.
Like Sebastian loves, give me songs that have the F-bomb and talk about horse or something like that.
They won't do that.
But you know, Spotify has already kind of done that with our playlist, and it says or artists that we may like once we're listening to artists that we do like. So you know, it always gives those examples, and it throws us in throws those artists in our playlist if we use it on a continuous version. So now that it's gone a step further, where you can generate your own playlist based off of what the mood you're feeling today, and like Sebastian's today would be I'm emo. I feel good with my new hairpiece. And then it just like, it's probably early 2000 emo list or something like that.
We are listening to bands from the earlier 2000s.
We are actually.
All the bands are, let's see, we have Sum 41, Bayside coming up. Bayside and Scaring Kids. Yeah. So yeah, it kind of fits, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, I mean, I think before people get too wrapped up in the whole, it's AI, and it's AI's it's staying here, guys. We just had a Google Cloud convention, and I can tell you a lot of those people were behind the scenes of AI with Google, and they were telling me some things in the back of the Uber that I was like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. You know, we need to quit thinking AI is going to be the next Terminator that's going to shut down the whole world and all this kind of thing. And I think if we use AI to our advantage, it's just going to advance our technology and advance our search options when it comes to stuff like music.
Well, another thing about AI that's really cool, actually, is you can tell it to draw things for you now. So, you know, I have a buddy named Robert who Sam's familiar with. We're talking about starting a motorcycle rally here in Oklahoma. Right. And so we were looking for, instead of having Evan draw it for us like he always does,
right?
My buddy was like, hey, let's just go to AI and have this. We did a guy on a motorcycle with fire in the desert. And I came with a really cool skeleton looking dude. And that's, right. You know, so it's really neat how AI can draw things. You can tell it to draw evil Mario chopping down a tree. And right. It will draw an evil looking Mario chopping down a tree.
Yeah, the only thing I think I don't want to see it, and it's only from a artist's perspective and to save artists, is that, you know, when it starts generating better songs than what artists are generating.
It will.
Because it will. And we've already heard a lot of songs, AI songs, that it's like, man, that's better than the probably original, what the artist can do itself. So I hope that we put something into place, and I think there's already been a list of like over 200 artists that have signed saying we will not allow our AI to use our voice. Yeah, we're big guilty party in here at the Loud Spot. We have Snoop Dogg AI. He's the one that introduced you to the show. So, but we can't afford real Snoop Dogg, so we have to get AI Snoop Dogg, and we paid for it, and that's why you hear him. So, but from a standpoint of artist releasing this, I hope that it protects them a little bit more with their creation, and it always will, as long as the artist creates it. But who's to say, this day and age, with all the fake stuff that goes around with AI, that we don't have things that lead us down the rabbit hole of, oh my god, is this real,
like the, we were going to talk about, and luckily I did some research on it, the new Popeye movie that actually is not happening. There is a trailer out there with Conor McGregor playing the new Popeye. I was extremely disappointed that he wasn't going to play the new Popeye. Go ahead and play that clip, Sam. We'll talk about it after that.
My dear Popeye. The kindest soul I know. But he doesn't know that there's a storm coming.
I'm a happy lad. There's not a lot you can do to hurt me. But these men took the only person I care about. And for that, they'll feel the wrath of spinach running through my muscles. I will hurt them, and I will shake their boat, and I'll get Olive back.
Now,
hold on. That wasn't true.
Okay, so... And I wanted to tell you this, and I was just going to make fun of you via online, because when we're recording this show, that if you didn't notice, first of all, Roadhouse. Some of the Roadhouse clips are in there, and I just watched Roadhouse, pretty damn good. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. It was a different spin versus the original Patrick Swayze version, but. The thing is the voiceovers that is on top of it was so clipped out that you could it's from him from like interviews and all this kind of stuff. Like you could tell the difference in audio quality that I was like, come on, man. And then it just didn't seem like it had a good storyline and Conor McGregor to really be Popeye, to really make it like, you know, and then
how
I don't
cool
know.
That how cool because Robin Williams plays the original Popeye, right?
Right, right.
How cool would it be to have someone who's actually like an MMA fighter? Because Popeye's supposed to be like the strong, you know, which Robin Williams, I don't think
he's only strong. He's only strong if he has spinach, though.
True, but if you're gonna make it realistic, then and his AI did all that, which is so screwed up, man, because it got me until I realized, and I got that it was fake on a sportskeeda.com is where I went. I should have went to Snopes.com, but I typed in Popeye movie Conor McGregor, and I was trying to find all these things, and I typed in new Popeye movie, and I got a bunch of clips of Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing really? Popeye, which is also fake, also right. AI generated. Apparently, there's no new Popeye movie coming out, so there goes... Yeah. That sucks, man.
I know. Well, I lived in a town called Chester, Illinois, and it was the home of Popeye, the home of the guy that draws Popeye, and all those characters are based off of Popeye. And they, every year in September, they have the Popeye picnic. So if you guys ever are really into Popeye, go to Chester, Illinois in September. I think it's mid-September. You guys will love it. They put on a big show, and the whole town has all the characters throughout the whole town. So, but I was just like, Sebastian, no. I can't believe you're believing this is real. You know, so, and I was going to just make fun of you on it, but you already caught it way before.
Hey, yep. You know what? Believe it or not, I do a little bit of research before we come on the podcast.
Not much, but guys, yeah, if you're looking for to get your news from us, again, we're going to reinstate it. You should not get your news from us. We are idiots. We say it in the beginning of the show. We don't do our research to 100%. Every once in a while, a lot of times something slips through the cracks, and we'll believe it just like you do when it comes out online. But every once in a while, Sebastian will go a little extra further and actually probably hit Snopes.com or whatever truth and says, oh, wait, I was wrong. But then we already have it in the itinerary. So we're making do. So
we had to talk about it. Let's play this next song by Bayside. Then we come after this next song by Bayside. The song's called Devils. Let's talk about Morgan Wallen, OJ Simpson, and P. Diddy. Updates on P. Diddy before we get into the mess interview. So let's go ahead and jam Bayside. This song is called The Devils. I love Bayside right here. Ooh, we got to get him on the show.
I know.
On the Loud Spot. Let's go. We'll be right back.
it seems that Morgan Wallen last week, last Monday, actually got charged with 3 felony counts in Nashville. He just, you know, and if you guys know Morgan Wallen, he's the one that sings "Last Night We Let the Liquor Talk." Yeah, well, he's known for being a bad boy in the country music scene. He's been known for racial slurs, like years ago. I mean, like really years ago. Just bad. He's the bad boy, basically, of country, which that's what they're classifying him. So last week, some cops were downtown on Nashville on Broadway, and they were in right in front of a place called Chiefs, which is owned by another country singer, obviously, because they all own. They all own bars down there.
They all own restaurants, it seems like.
Yeah. Everyone owns something down there. And a chair come flying off the third balcony or something like that, and right in front of them. So they went up, and they found out that it was Morgan Wallen that decided to throw it down. So he was arrested with 3 felony accounts. First one being disorderly conduct, obviously. And then a bunch of other ones that are useless. Now, here's the kicker. His bond was set for $15,000-something, right? So that's like $150, right? No problem with it.
That's the bond or whatever.
And then his court date is scheduled for May.
It'd be $1,500.
Yeah, would it be $1,500 or
10% of $15,000? I think it's $1,500.
Yeah. Okay. So still nothing to him. You know, he's hit songs right now.
Sure.
But and then his scheduled appearance court date is May 3rd in Nashville. And guess when his tour at the Nissan Stadium is?
Is it May 3rd?
May 2nd or 3rd. Yeah.
He's not going to go to jail.
And he's not going to go to jail. He'll probably get a slap on the wrist, a fine, maybe some community service, those kind of things like that. But he did let his liquor talk that night and decided to be stupid. My only question to him is like, what justifies you to throw a chair? Did you throw it at somebody and then maybe missed and went over? I'm hoping something like that.
What, you know, people do stupid things when they're drinking and they're inebriated. I don't throw chairs off anything.
No, you don't throw chairs.
I don't fight anyone either.
Yeah, his mouth is what gets him in trouble the most, but he also gets out of it at the end of the night. So
I'm good at that.
Yeah. Oh, so good at it. So good at it. I wish I had.
I you know what, man? You know, Mitch, I've been in so much trouble by talking shit to someone, and I talk myself about it. And before you know it, we're friends hanging out, man.
Every
all the time.
Every time I've been with him and he starts talking, I just let his mouth run because I'm not going to try to stick up for his mouth at all. I'll stick up for him if someone's beating him up and I don't know the story, which is usually probably his mouth. So, but Sebastian finds the best. I don't even know how he does it because I could never do it, but he'll find a way. And they're buddy buddies at the after that and throughout the whole night.
Dude, there was this one time I was in Oklahoma City and this dude was making fun of like some fat girl. And he was like, she was getting offended. I didn't know who she was. And I was like, hey, bro, why don't you shut your mouth, man? He said, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I said, we'll go outside, bitch. That's what we're going to do about it. So we go outside. We go outside, right? And we're it's like 1 a.m. We're super hammered. And I tell my ex-wife to hold the car keys for me. So she does, and when she does, she accidentally hits like the lock or unlock button, and he looks over and goes, dude, is that your car? And I had like a really nice Lexus at the time. I was like, yeah, man. He goes, that's dope. I was like, dude, you want to go for a ride in it real quick and check it out? we exchange numbers, and there's more to the story than that.
Yeah, he gave him 2 reach around and a cheeseburger. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's what everyone, dude. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I got stuck here. That's how I got. I think my best story is the Nashville story. How we went to that one bar and he started making fun of his wife, or fiance, right? And then I'm like, forget it, I'm out of here. And I start walking away. And then all of a sudden, you guys are buddy buddies throughout the whole entire night.
We go back to his trucks. I'll listen to some music. We exchange phone numbers. We're Facebook friends.
And the thing is Sebastian's like, she's pretty, but I would not. She's not for me. It's not for me. You don't
for
say
no
that
reason,
to someone.
For no reason.
For no reason. And then, you started messing with their Jenga, too. Their big jumbo Jenga that they had going. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I was like, this guy, I'm going to have to defend him tonight at this bar that is right next to our hotel. So at least I can carry him back to the hotel. Yeah. No, it absolutely has amazed me. I just don't know how you do it, but you do it every time.
It's a gift, bro.
I know.
It's a natural gift. You can't teach it to anyone. You can't teach it to anyone. But I can't keep on talking about it because next time someone hears this, going to be like, I'm going to knock him out anyways.
That's right. So if we're out anywhere and Sebastian starts talking, someone just knock him the hell out. So,
no. I will press charge.
I want to see his wig fly off. That's what I want to see.
I don't think it will fly.
It sounds like it is.
We're going to pull it off. That's right.
Hey, do you think, you know, just recently OJ Simpson passed away,
Yep.
You know, and I wish we had a little soundbite, you know, or something like that. But some people will like or not like that OJ Simpson is dead based off of his past history. But do you think that you were posting memes of him and like saying, if this doesn't happen and it's the Bronco with the car chase, if this doesn't happen on his way to the funeral, I'm not watching or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The cops are following him. Did he have like 70 likes and it got shared like 25 times? And of course, I didn't make that meme. Someone texted to me. And I just put it on Facebook. Yeah, I don't share memes. I steal them because everyone else does it anyway. I don't know anyone who's a meme maker. I have made memes. They're not as clever. But yeah, I guess he had cancer. I didn't know he even had cancer.
But that probably explains why he's been out of the limelight a lot and it hasn't. Well, he's also been, every time he gets in the limelight, he usually does something stupid to get himself back into jail of some way, some sort of way. But I would think because he owes all that money to the Goldman family. Is it Goldman? Yeah, the Goldman family.
Ron Goldman, I think.
He owes a lot of that, the book and everything like that. He owes a lot of money in a civil suit to him that he would be back in the limelight so he can make money, those kind of things. But unfortunately, we are no more O.J. Simpson, but we still have P. Diddy, and we can still talk smack about P. Diddy.
And we got to get off here pretty soon to get to the Mest interview, but I will say this. What, he's not arrested yet, dude. I think he's so high up that it's just they're gonna quit talking about it,
right?
And he's gonna kind of go away from the limelight for a little bit. And there was so much news and media, and people have such short term memories
and fake memes.
People already kind of forgot about it. He's shady, he did some shit. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I wasn't there, I'm not a police officer, but we can assume, from the news we've heard previously, that there's definitely something going on, but now all of a sudden it's kind of pushed under the rug and no one's talking about it anymore.
Okay, no, they're still talking about it, but I think they're actually building the case. So there's been a lot of females that have come forward and talked about the a lot of sexual accusations. It's been in the music community that the P. Diddy parties are wild, crazy sexual orgy parties. It's been there the whole entire time.
That's not illegal.
Right. So there has been a fake memes that are out there, like him, you know, listing off Oprah and all these people. Well, that's from like 7 years ago when he was trying to all the people he's going to invite to his birthday party. So don't look at those kind of things. But I think he's tied into a lot of people that are higher than him or equal to him that have maybe had some kind of sex ring, maybe some kind of pedophilia ring, those kind of things like that. There's, you know, because there's been the Justin Bieber thing from day one. That's the reason why Justin Bieber. There's been Usher things. There's been we know the Meek Mill thing. There's an audio version that's out there, and that is 100% true of something going on between P. Diddy and Meek Mill, and it definitely sounds like sex. So
let's get into the Mess video, but before we get into the Mess interview, before we get into Mess though, let's go ahead and play the last song, Scary Kids Scaring Kids. This song is called Blackout.
Take a step, feel the chill in your breath. Shallow it gets. Just let it go. You'll never know how far you can go. Give up all you control. Just let it go. What are you waiting for? I'm already gone. It can't be undone. Nothing
I'm already gone.
All right, and we are back with Tony Lovato, the vocalist for one of my favorite bands from the earlier 2000s called Messed. And I can't believe we got you come on the show. I'm so happy that you're here, man. How excited? Well, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Good, you know, getting gearing up for some touring and the new record and stuff. So,
dude, are you guys going to Italy or did you already go to Italy?
No, that's still that's the early summer stuff. So we have records about to drop, singles going to drop, and so we're sort of gearing up to getting ready to head out on the road here. So that's late May, early June is when we're heading over there.
Okay, so the single drops April. The song itself comes out April 11th, and it's called "When We Were Young." Which, dude, I'm 41. Okay, I feel what it's like to like remember like the good old days, you know, like not right. Saying we're not still the good old days. We're still the good old days. Cause like when we're 70, these will be the good old days.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Is it exciting to come back with a single? I mean, I guess you guys really never really kind of stopped playing music. You continuously drop stuff, but it seems like this is kind of a bigger deal this time.
Yeah. I think, you know, there was definitely like that period where, when the band separated, there's a couple of years of not doing much of trying to figure out what I was going to do. And yeah, I mean there was some rough years involved with that of like adapting. But yeah. And I've, you know, released a record in 2012 called Not What You Expected. Cause it was, you know, musically a little bit different, melodically the same thing, lyrically the same, very messed.
Right.
But, and then we did a record in 2020 where I actually called up the original lineup guys and was like, hey, got this record written, sent it to them. Like, do you guys want to at least play on the record? Like, cause we had been doing a couple shows here and there. But it was sort of like, then the 2020 shit happened, the world shut down. And it was like, fuck, I got to reassess this whole situation again. You know, cause we put the record out, we toured like crazy in 2019.
Okay.
Preparing for the release of the 2020 record, released the record in January 2020, watched the news. And it's just like, is somebody fucking with me? Like, what's going on there? Like, wrote this record for years, recorded over like a 3-month period, toured on it for a year, and then release it. And that, and for a band like us, we need to be touring for people to know about our music, you know, that we're a touring band. That's what we are. And so it just got to the point where I was just like, what do I do? Like, It sort of fucked that record, so to speak, for us. And so, yeah, I was just like, I think I just got to reset again and write some more songs. And I had lived enough couple of years of life and where I was like interested in writing again. Writing's it's a hard thing to do. You know, like you're diving down into shit you maybe don't want to dive down into. And for me, it's like a all or nothing. So I get frustrated when nothing's coming out that I want to come out. So, yeah, we just I reassessed and it was like, I don't know, like, the group of guys that I've been with for, you know, half a decade now at this point, that's pretty much how long it's been. It's just exciting for us. It's exciting for me. I think I've written the best mess record to date, to be honest. The best mess record that I think I can say it's somebody like you who's heard the band from day one.
Yeah.
And then people that don't know the band yet, it's not going to sound like, it's going to sound like the early 2000s of us, but it's not. I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
Sure. Like, yeah. At 41, there's tons of bands that I follow that you could tell the maturity of the band and the level that they change. Now, some bands completely change their styles. Like I would say, Good Charlotte does not sound like if Benji and Joel come out with the song now, at least at one point it sounded nothing like Good Charlotte. But I did hear you guys have like a little, what do you call it? Like a teaser kind of song. Yeah. And it sounds like a snippet. Thank you. A snippet Thanks. Good word. That's a bit of a song. And it still sounds like Messed, but you can tell that you've matured from, you know, 2000 Messed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 43. I was writing those records, you know, when I was 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
So, but still it's like the same concept though. You know, like you're writing about life and what's going on, and you sort of want, it's sort of like opening up your diary. I'm giving myself self-therapy. And then at the same time, trying to like write, like I write songs to myself in a way sometimes, like that's how it is, right? Lyrically, I'm like writing, like, so you start writing, and I'm like, what am I, it sort of opens up to like, what am I unconsciously thinking at this point in life? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it sort of starts to work its way where I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's what's weighing on me. So it's like therapy. But then when I write these songs, I also want to somehow, hopefully, make them relatable to other people my age, things that are living the somewhat same life, same stages of life. So I want them to be able to hear it, and maybe them, like, it sings to them too. You know, like if that connection happens, that's the fucking the best thing. Like you hope that it does. But
do you ever get writer's block, or like, you know, block. After so many years of writing music, if you're married, you got kids, you're probably not as angry as you were like when you were in your 20s. is it harder to write stuff if you're like happier? I guess Mess kind of songs have always been happy anyways, but is it tougher?
Well, that's the thing, right? So like you say that, and it's like thinking like that's a concept, is that Mess is like this happy band, because on stage the show we put on is more of a happy, good time fucking type show. Like we're there to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Right. But if you were to like literally dissect the 7-8 records, whatever, that we put out lyrically, it's definitely got like very serious undertones and like life stories and shit. So it's not like, but when you have your early stages of the band where the label's picking singles and they put out a song like Cadillac. So a lot of people know of that song. So they think, Mess. Oh yeah. That band that sings Cadillac. It's a song about partying with your friends and fucking driving around and getting fucked up. And like,
yeah.
So then that's their conception of the band.
Sure.
But lyrically, if you listen to like a song like Last Kiss or Take Me Away or Walking on Broken Glass or Chance of a Lifetime, Mother's Prayer, like I can go on and on, right? It's not like the fucking hippity dippity fuck, you know what I mean? But as a person, I like to represent having a good time. Like, you know, life's good. It's just that when you're writing stuff, it's easier to write about the shit that's bothering you than like, if you're happy, you're happy. You know what I mean? Like you ain't gonna fucking, you're not writing down in your journal how happy you are.
I can't write shit. I mean, I can't write shit anyways. I just suck at writing music, generally speaking. But if I'm happy, like I'm happy now, I got a wife, two kids. I'm like, got a good job. Right. You know, I do a podcast, talk to bands that I love for years. And so I get a pen and paper and I'm just like, the end. The end of the song.
It's definitely, so you definitely have to dive into your past, you know? And there's always shit that's probably been unturned a little bit. And it's also, you know, sometimes shit that sparks me is my friends and family around me, people that, you know, that are going through shit or something, that it sort of my analyzing of what they're maybe feeling or what they're going through. Yeah. But I mean, when you're 43 years old, you've lived enough life where it's not that hard to find something where you're like, well, never really wrote or talked about that. You know, there's a situation that, you know, that has happened that I haven't really touched on. So yeah, but it's, that's one thing, man. Lyrically though, to be honest, like you're right. Like it's hard to like not shit out the same stuff, right? You gotta like, even cool, like chords, right? Every time I write it, cause I know I've written so many songs and other people's songs, right? I know how to play other people's songs. You start playing a chord progression, it's like, fuck, that's this song and this song. So I have to make sure I steer clear of any melody that sounds like that. Any lyrics that are within that song. So it's hard to like make sure that you're not regurgitating your own shit. And lyrically though, when I wrote this record, like it's by far my favorite record, lyrically, which I'm stoked that I was able to actually, you know, pull some shit out of my ass that I actually like, you know.
Did you think that you would be doing this at 43 down? Did you think, you know, there was a time where Mess had broken up back in 2006? And the everyone knows the music industry is harsh. I mean, I don't know personally, but I've heard stories from people who know personally. One day you're this and that, and the next day you're kind of just, you know, you're out of the picture. So did you think during that darker maybe period of your life that you would be back to where you are today, or were you kind of like, screw it, you know, I that was it?
Yeah, there was definitely the clueless years of like, what the fuck am I gonna do? There was the years of like, you know, I went from having a house and a couple cars and you know, I bought a house bigger than the house I grew up in. You know, that's like a major accomplishment.
Sure.
being financially stable to throwing it all away because it wasn't fun being in the band anymore. And I swore to myself that if it ever stopped being fun, that was done. I'm not going to play music strictly for a job. Like looking back, maybe if I was my older self would have been like, just fucking ride it out for a little bit, dude. Cause when you stop playing music and you stop working, your bills keep coming in and the money doesn't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just, it was like a hard headed man. And I was like, this isn't fun. Nobody's enjoying themselves anymore. It sort of ran its course. And so to go from that though, to then like sleeping on somebody's couch for a couple of years and just like reassessing life, it's fucking rough. You know, there's some dark, dark moments. But to me, it was always like, I had had the naysayers since I was a kid anyways. You know, I was like kicked out of school when I was 15, like the old school, like, you know, I'm the bad kid in the neighborhood. Yeah, and fucking parents think that everything that their kid does is my fault when usually it wasn't.
Well, of course it is. You got tattoos, man. It's definitely.
I did have tattoos at a young age. I had my neck tattoo when I was like 16. But yeah, it's fucking stupid. But yeah, like, you realize real quickly that it's a music business and it's a, what have you done for me lately? Or can I make money off of you? And it still is that way. Undoubtedly. I mean, to this day, I'm still, you know, we got lucky and I was able to sort out a distribution deal with a pretty big label in Japan, which is cool. Got a rad label in Europe called Spam Records. That's helping us out. But here in the States, it's like, unless you are like a Justin Bieber looking kid with a bunch of tattoos, having older dudes from the early 2000s right your pop punk records, labels don't want to sign you.
You should have talked to P. Diddy, dude. He would have hooked you up, bro.
With my pants down.
yeah, exactly.
But you know, like I think the labels are gonna start realizing that like a million followers on TikTok doesn't turn into a career. So as much as they're like trying to play that, like we're gonna develop these artists, like, no, they're not. They're really just trying to get like, well, we don't have to put that much into marketing because all he has to do is post on his page with a million followers and people you know.
I didn't think about that. So true.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work. I've seen it. It's happening time and time again. And, you know, so all I'm going to do is keep doing it myself. And like, you know, I heard this recently and I've known this too. It's true. Like a record label is literally just a high interest loan, right? That's what they're doing. Yep. And then they collect their money back and then they're going to also collect your profit at 80%. Mm-hmm. Now, if I have the money myself to invest in myself and spend all the money that they would spend, when that money comes back in return, I'm even. And then the profits, I get to collect 100%, not give them fucking 80 and take 20. So why not, you know, there's a lot of labels that I, you know, they have to show me something for me to work with them, something that I can't do myself. Mm. Because what is the point otherwise? You know what I mean? Like for them to take 80%, why? I've lived that. I've done it. You know, I've reread my old contracts. I know what they do.
At least you're coming in with this now and you have a sense of an idea of how you know how this thing works. So you're not a kid anymore doing this. This song's going to be great. I mean, it's featuring Jarrett Reddick from Bowling for Soup. For those who listen to our podcast, you know that we did interview him about a year ago. It's a really fun episode. He said something about Alexa and his Alexa actually went off. His song is called Alexa. And then how can we help you? How can I help you? And it was kind of funny. Music video drops April 12th. When does do you have an idea of when the full length album drops?
Yeah. Release date's May 31st.
Oh, so a month and a half after the single drops.
Yeah. So we head over to Europe and we're doing some touring. Single drops. We'll probably release another single, song called Hate You Sober, featuring my buddy Spencer from Ice Nine Kills. Nice. We'll have that out before the record. Just trying to give a little bit of taste before you serve the course.
You seem excited, man. Seem like a super cool dude. Hey, we're going to play the song When We Were Young. We're going to play the music video right now. Let's check it out right here on The Loud Spot. Tony just reminded me that I said all these dates, and this podcast is airing after all these dates. So the music video is already out. The song's already out. So go check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you get your songs. It's out. Thank you, Tony, for reminding me that, you know,
quality control, baby.
Quality control. That's what we need. Quality control. All right. Now here's the music video for When We Were Young. Check it out on YouTube or right here on The Loud Spot. Folks, that's all the time we got tonight on The Loud Spot. Please remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all social media platforms, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, wherever you get your podcasts. Peace out, rock on, and much love. Now play the song.
This is The Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this The Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does nothing short of tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pimp host has to pimp show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett. Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.